Well, how we reckon water got into the defibrillator anyway. That's how we know it got broken. It's an outdoor defibrillator there that has the box on it and it has the code on it for anyone in the parish who might need it or use it. And we believe youngsters are, well, we think youngsters would have opened it and left it open. And it happened a couple of times, but we've always been able to close it in time. And unfortunately, this time, we didn't get it in time. And we weren't able to pick up on the cameras who have done it, unfortunately, either. But that's what has happened to it, unfortunately. And as rightly you said, in the Euros, we can see how important it is for a defibrillator in sports ground.
And particularly for a small club like yourselves, I mean, this thing, literally life-changing. It's a life-saving device, and it takes money to replace these kind of things as well.
It does, absolutely. And as we know now with COVID over the last year and a half, fundraising haven't been the thing that you can do too easily. So now we have to kind of come up with ways to replace that because it is needed. We have a walking track there as well, a GA field, hurling, soccer field. It's needed there so badly. And now it's not there, like. So that's how we've come with the idea of the split the pot at the minute to help replace it.
And I suppose this incident shows how important it is that clubs like yourselves and clubs right around the county have some training there, particularly when it comes to CPR and just some basic first aid, really. Those things are so, so crucial now in 2021.
Absolutely. Like, you can have the defibrillator and all these things, but if you can't use it, it's not much good. Like, so with the defibrillators coming now, and we hope to get another one and put it on Foley's Bar in the middle of the village, we are going to train up a certain amount of people within the village that can use it. So hopefully, if it's ever wanted, and hopefully it's not, it'll be a phone number there for 10 or 12 people that can use it and get there straight away.
Perfect. So if anybody wanted to get involved there and help you guys out, how can they join the Split the Pot there?
It's available on Facebook. You can actually buy your Split the Pot through Facebook page on that, which is a big help because, as you know now, with everywhere closing that, it's not that easy to get them. But thankfully, the girls, Kathleen and the girls over in Carrickbourne have sorted that out, so we can buy it now online on our Facebook page.
You can also get them in Foley's and the post office, isn't that right?
Foley's and the post office, yeah, and they can be got there from there. Just like to thank the church as well. The original Split the Plot was set up for the church sports ground committee to take the money half and half, but now the church have allowed the sports ground to have all the money to help to replace the defibrillators, which is a big help, really, to the sports ground.
It certainly is, and a community coming together there too.
It's exactly what it is. Look, that's what Newbon is all about. We're a tight-knit community there, and we work with each other and help each other out the whole time.